Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we come before you.
天父，我们来到你的面前。
We thank you for you are an amazing God.
我们感谢你，因为你是奇妙的主。
You're a God that, Lord, is mighty.
你是一个充满大能的神。
Who is all powerful.
是全能的。
The creator of all things.
创造万物之主。
And yet you would choose us.To come to be your children.
仍然你拣选我哋成为你嘅儿女。
That you would desire us to come to worship you.
你嘅心意系我哋嚟敬拜你。
Father, we thank you for you are the one that has come.
天父，我多谢你，因为你嚟到我哋当中。
That is by your grace that we can come into your presence.
凭住你嘅恩典，我哋能够去到你嗰度。
To worship you as our Father and as our God.
去敬拜你，我哋嘅父神，我哋嘅救主。
Father, may your Spirit continue to move our hearts.
天父，求你嘅灵继续打动我哋嘅心。
That you will draw us close.
让我哋靠近你。
To really know who you are.
让我哋真正嘅认识你是谁。
That our lives will truly reflect the work of your Spirit within us.
让我们的生命能够活出圣灵在我们里面的工作。
Open our eyes to see your glory, your grace.
打开我们的眼睛，让我们看见你的荣耀，你的恩典。
Open our hearts to be moldable.
打开我们的心，让我们能够让被你塑造。
For it is the Spirit that desires us.
因为是圣灵去喜悦我们。
That we will come and worship you with all our heart, our soul, and our mind.
让我们尽心尽性尽意的去敬拜你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名字祈求。
Amen. Amen. And as we begin our series in Mark,
当我们开始讲马可福音这一系列的讲道。
Our hope and prayer is that you will grow in your knowledge and love for Christ.
我们的盼望就是你在基督里面的爱和信心会去成长。
Knowledge not just in an intellectual sense,
而这个知识不是只是一个头脑的知识。
But the knowing of Christ in a deeper relationship.
乃是去认识耶稣是在一个深交。
A sense that you are, would all intimately walk with Christ day by day.
是每一天与主亲密的同行。
That what it means to know Christ is to walk with him, to fellowship with him.
认识基督的意思就是与基督相交，与基督同行。
That you would grow to know his personality, his character, his traits.
当你去认识他的时候，你会认识神的
That happens as we walk with Him, as we learn through, about Him through God's Word.
当我们藉着神的话语去认识神的时候。
And the best place to see Christ is the four Gospels.
最好的地方让我们能够遇见基督的就是四福音。
So as we study Mark, we hope that your love and affection for Christ will grow deeper.
所以当我们去研读马可福音的时候，我们期望的就是你对基督的这一份爱会增长。
That you will contemplate in your own heart.
在你自己的心里面，你也都会思想。
What does it really mean for me to love God first?
如果神是我的首爱，这幅图画是怎样的呢？
And how am I setting him as a priority in life?
神如何在我生命里面是我的首要？
How do people see that in my life?
人别人在我的身上怎样可以看得出来呢？
As a Christian, reading the four Gospels is a must.
作为一个基督徒去读四福音是一个必须。
A lot of young Christians ask me, what should I do for devotions?
很多年轻的人问我，我做灵修我应该读什么呢？
Read the book of John. Start with John, but read the four Gospels.
我们开始读约翰福音，我们要读完四个的福音书。
That's the only way we can come to see and understand who Jesus really is.
我们这样才能够完全的明白基督是哪一位。
Because in reality, Jesus in the Gospel is a very polarizing figure.
那如果实质来讲，在四福音里面，耶稣是一个让人有争议的人物。
If you're seriously reading the four Gospels,
如果你是认真的去读四福音呢？
You have to be confronted with who Jesus is.
你必然要面对耶稣是谁。
Will you believe in Jesus? Will you believe in me?
你会不会相信主耶稣呢？
That's Jesus' claim. Will you believe in me?
耶稣就是问这个问题，你信我吗？
He claims to be the Son of God.
他在这里宣称自己为神的儿子。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我就是道路、真理、生命。
Life is only through me.
唯独在我里面才有生命。
And salvation is only through me.
而唯独藉着我。
You're confronted with that. Is Jesus really the Son of God?
你会面对这个问题，耶稣基督是不是真是神的儿子呢？
And if he's not,
如果他不是的话,
then he's actually a very, very malicious fake.
如果不是的话，他就是一个恶毒的欺骗人。
And that's the response you see in the New Testament.
而在新约里面，你就是看到这些的回应。The
people that flock to him because they believe in who he is.
有人相信他的时候，就跑到他那里。
But those who, the Pharisees, see him as a blasphemer, a worker with Satan.
法利赛人看他，他就是一个藐视神的，他就是这个恶毒者，和撒旦一起同工的。
And as for us as Christians, the gospel isn't just, the gospels aren't just a nice story.
对于一个信徒来讲，四福音不是只是一个美好的故事。
But it's reality.
乃是一个现实。
The reality of who Christ is.
就是在那里看到基督的实在。
And therefore that should impact to understand how do I live and who I am. So as we heard last week, Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promise. Since the fall of Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 3. And in Isaiah 42, he says he is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets of the coming Messiah.
在以赛亚书第42章也讲到，他就是要成全律法，也都是先知所预言要来的弥赛亚。
And it is Jesus who comes to usher in this new kingdom of God.
就是耶稣要将神新的国度带到来。
And these five verses that we're looking at today,
今天我们要看五节的经文,
it sets a very clear foundation for us to understand who Mark says Jesus is.
在这里这五节就是建立了一个根基，让我们去看到马可如何去描述耶稣。But
Jesus is the beloved Son of God.
耶稣就是父神所爱的儿子。That
he is the anointed Messiah.
他就是这个受膏者弥赛亚。And
in these few verses, we come to the baptism of Jesus.
在这几节里面就是讲到主耶稣基督的受洗。
And it's a very significant event.
这个是一个很重要的事件。
Because it marks the beginning of Jesus' public ministry.
就是在这里就开始了主耶稣基督公开的事工。
You know, these are very short verses, so sometimes we read it and we kind of fly through it.
很短的五节，有时我们就会急忙的。
Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit came like a dove, and God says, you are my son.
耶稣受洗，鸽子降来，神就称这个是我的爱子。
Did you ever wonder why Jesus needed to be baptized?
你从来有没有想过为什么耶稣需要受洗呢？
Why did Jesus get baptized?
为什么耶稣要受洗呢？
Baptism is a sign for forgiveness, the washing away of sins.
洗礼是一个记号，预表了
So if Jesus is sinless, why is there a need for baptism?
为什么他需要受洗呢?
You know, even John, if you read Matthew, himself protested against baptizing Jesus. Matthew 3:13, sorry. John says, no, I shouldn't be the one to baptize you. You should baptize me.
有人说,不是啊,我不应该帮你施洗,
but Jesus insisted and he was therefore baptized by John.
但是耶稣的坚持, the
question is why?
问题是为什么呢?
Jesus comes to receive the same baptism. It is to identify with the sinners that he has come to save.
His,
his, His baptism proclaimed that Jesus comes to take the sinner's place under God's judgment and wrath.
他的施洗就在这里去宣称耶稣来要代替罪人去面对神的审判和愤怒。
This is the true love of God, that while we were yet sinners, Christ would come and die for us.
这个就是神对人的实在的爱。当我们还作罪人的时候，基督为我们死。
You know, as we saw from last week, this plan was always for Christ to be the substitutionary sacrifice.
我们上个礼拜已经听过了，这个是神的计划，就是耶稣基督是代我们来到牺牲。God
made it very evident from the very beginning.
一起初神就已经彰显了这个真理。He
was coming to take the place of sinners.
他来到是代替罪人。
And face God's judgment.
去面对神的审判。
In Matthew 3:15, Jesus says,
在马太福音3章13节，耶稣这样讲，
His baptism was fitting.
他说这个洗礼是合宜的。
It's fitting so that in order to fulfill all righteousness.
为什么？ 他说因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
So it's appropriate and necessary to fulfill his calling as a Messiah.
所以他要去完成他的呼召，就是要做这个弥赛亚。
Because Jesus comes to fulfill the righteousness that God requires.
因为耶稣来要成全诸般的义，这个是神所要求的。
And he does it in two ways.
他是用两种的方法去成全。
Jesus does it actively.
首先他是主动的去做。
That he comes to be born a man.
他道成肉身,
to fulfill the law and live sinlessly, fully obedient to God.
去成全律法，过一个无罪的生命, 完全的去顺服神。
And then he does it the second way is through his passive obedience.
第二个方法就是用一个,
that he goes and lays down his life on the cross to be crucified.
这个被动的顺服就是
so that he can take our wrath and our judgment. To fulfill God's righteousness. And Jesus provides that righteousness for the people who trust in him, who have no righteousness of their own. So as Jesus comes and becomes that man and through him, man might become righteous before God in standing through his blood. And that is how he fulfills that righteousness. And therefore when he takes away our sins, that righteousness is also given to us.
所以当主耶稣基督拿走我们罪的时候，同时他亦都将他自己的义给过我们。
If we would trust in him and receive him as our Lord, our Savior,
如果我们相信他为我们的救主,
that we will have righteousness, but not only that, but we will have eternal life.
我们不单有义，我们亦都有永恒的生命。
That hope we will live eternally with God forever.
这个盼望就是我们永恒，在永恒里面与神。
You know, when Jesus came, he knew how God would establish Jesus himself. He knows that this baptism by water by John is only a sign of what is to come, what he is going to accomplish. Because all have to be baptized through the Holy Spirit, through Christ. And here he takes on that sign of water baptism and the cleansing. But it's actually Christ himself that will truly bring the cleansing of sins.
但其实是主耶稣他自己才是真正的
Because baptism was a sign and a seal of God's promise. A promise.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, a promise to wash away their sins. It's a sign and a seal at this point in the passage, pointing to the future cross. Because Jesus will speak about what he himself will do for his people.
That
it would be his blood that would be shed. To bear the sins of his people. And that is why he's baptized, to take on that sign to identify with the people that he will die for.
So he will have this sign.
And we have a Savior who has given up his life to take our place on the cross. And the question is, practically, have you put your trust in this God? Let us not trust in our own righteousness. For in that day of judgment, our righteousness will not stand before God. As you see the Christ of this gospel, he comes to invite you to receive his forgiveness. To receive his righteousness. That leads to eternal life. As Jesus is baptized, something very magnificent happens. Verse 10, that immediately the heavens open up and the Holy Spirit descends on Jesus like a dove.
这里说,他从水里一上来,就看见天裂开了,圣灵仿佛甲子降在他身上。
A voice from heaven says, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased."
又有声音从天上来,说,你是我的爱子,我喜悦你。
So John saw the heavens open. The word open here is a very strong verb. It's the word that is used as the same word that used in the tearing of the curtain of the temple when Jesus died. It's a tearing apart kind of verb. So it's a significant event. God tears open the heavens. And it is a metaphor of God breaking into the world to declare who Jesus is, declare the coming of his kingdom. And this is the verse that tells us God, Jesus is God. He is the Son of God. He is Son, part of the Trinity of God. And here we see the Father and the Holy Spirit comes to bear witness of the Son. And it is this window that opens to us God's plan of salvation. And the descent of the Holy Spirit, it is a sign. It is a sign of Jesus being the anointed Messiah. Because in reality, this descending of the Spirit here does not mean that Jesus didn't have the Spirit before that. Yes. Because Jesus is around 30 years old now. It is a sign of the descending and the blessing of the Spirit. Proclaiming who he is. Because the Holy Spirit has already been with Jesus, even at conception of Mary in the womb. It's Luke chapter 1. And now as Jesus begins that ministry, it is this declaration by the Holy Spirit, a sign, a visible sign, a testimony of who God, who Jesus is. John 1:33, John says, I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
约翰福音1:33这样说，我先前不认识他，只是那差外来用水施洗的，对我说，你看见圣灵降下来。
Declaration of who Jesus is. Jesus' life and work is defined by his anointing as Messiah. That he would come and die for the sins of his people. To bring salvation. And as we see God's own testimony in verse 11, God says, God comes and says, you are my beloved son, with you I am well pleased. And here we see in the first phrase that their father announces Jesus' unique sonship, that he is truly the Son of God. That he is the beloved, the only. The second person of the Godhead. And even deeper than that, the Father affirms his great affection and love for the Son.
再加更加深入的就是父神在这里去宣称他对圣子的厚爱。
That he is that beloved one.
他就是被父神所爱的。
And there is an intensity of their love between God the Father and God the Son.
而父神和圣子的爱是深厚的。
And I think we can experience that as parents.
如果我们做父母的，我们都能够经历到。
That if you give birth to a son,
如果你生下一个儿子,
that son is special to you.
这个儿子对于你来讲是特别的。
So if you give birth to any child, that child is your child, your blood.
如果你是生了一个孩子出来的时候, 这个孩子是你血中之血。
No matter how much they may hurt you, no matter what they do in life,
无论在你生命里面他做错了什么也好，或者他们怎样伤害你也好，
this child always will have a special place in your heart.
这个孩子在你心里面永远有一个特别的地位。
Because he is your beloved son, your beloved daughter.
因为这个就是你所爱的儿女。
And God had a perfect son.
而神，父神有一个完全的。
A son that was in perfect unity to him. A son that was in perfect obedience to him. So if we can delight in our sinful children, you can understand how God can delight in this perfect child.
或许你能够更加欣赏父神如何喜悦这个
That God loves the Son and He delights in this child, in His Son.
神爱这个儿子，亦都喜悦这个儿子。
The Father says, with you, I am well pleased.
父神说，我喜悦你。
The verb well pleased is used in the past tense.
喺呢度喜悦呢一个嘅动词系用过去式嘅。
In the Greek.
喺希腊文。
You know, it's rendered in English in the present tense.
喺英文嘅文法，我哋系用现在式。
You know, it's to indicate that God's pleasure with His Son is not bound by time.
意思即系话神父神喜悦圣子呢一个嘅喜悦唔受时间限制。
That His pleasure is in Christ from past, present, and future, from eternity.
佢喜悦圣子系从过去、现在、将来、永恒里边。
And God's delight in the Son is not something that never had a beginning or never ends.
父神喜悦圣子系冇始亦都冇终。
And even now,
就算系而家,
as Jesus Himself steps forward to do something that is unimaginable.
当耶稣要做一啲不能想象嘅事,
that He would come, that God Himself, this child that He loves so dearly,
就是父神所爱的这位圣子,
is sent into the world to die for mankind.
差派去这个世界为着人而死。
It's God at this moment giving His beloved the greatest affirmation.
就是父神在这一刻对圣子有一个最大的确定。
That you are my son, you are the one that I take pleasure in.
你是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的。
You know, the significance of these words are found also found in Psalms 2:7.
呢一句说话嘅重要性，亦都系喺诗篇第二章，
where God addresses the anointed king as His son.
喺呢度讲到神亦都称佢所高立成为王嘅。
And it is here at this moment that at this baptism that Jesus begins His official role as God's anointed Messiah.
耶稣就在这里正式开始他是受膏者尼赛亚的工作。
That is the breaking in of God.
就是将神带到来。
That He ushers in the kingdom of God.
亦都将神的国度带到来。
And the salvation therefore comes in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
而是救恩是从圣父、圣子、圣灵而来。
It's the Father's will and His design.
这个是父神的设计，是父神的意思。
And it is the Son that accomplishes the work of salvation.
是圣子成就救恩。
And it's the Holy Spirit that empowers the glorious work of salvation to believers.
而是圣灵藉着祂荣耀的大能让人得救。
And we see right after Jesus' baptism, we notice
在耶稣受洗之后,
that it is the Holy Spirit that is setting the pattern for Jesus' actions.
亦都是圣灵带领耶稣的行为,
the Spirit leads the way.
是圣灵带领。
And it is the Spirit that drives Jesus out to the wilderness to be tempted in verse 12.
亦都是圣灵赶耶稣去到旷野里边，让他面对试探。 第十二节咁样讲。
The Spirit is intimately connected with the work of Christ.
所以圣灵同耶稣嘅事工系有一个亲密嘅关系。
Even in Matthew 12:28, Jesus says, "It is by the Holy Spirit of God that I cast out demons."
在马太福音十二章二十八节咁样讲，神耶稣话我系凭住圣灵嘅大能我驱鬼。
And Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, who is God Himself.
耶稣呢个被立嘅被油所高嘅就系神自己。
Says it is by the power of Holy Spirit that I do these things.
但系佢都话系凭住圣灵嘅大能我行。
And you will notice here, Mark's recording of Jesus' temptation is very short.
在这里我们看到马可福音去记载耶稣被试探这件事，它是很简短。
It's only one verse.
只是一节。
And you will notice that as you read the four Gospels,
如果我们看四福音的时候,
and each book comes from a different perspective.
每一个福音书都是用一个不同的角度。
Matthew and Luke record the temptation of Jesus, and it is much longer.
马太福音同路加福音记载耶稣受试探嘅呢件事系好详细。
It gives the details of the encounter with Satan.
系好详细嘅去描述佢同撒旦嘅呢一个嘅对话。
Now John leaves it out altogether.
约翰咧就冇提过。
You know, and this is by God's wonderful design.
呢个亦都系跟住神嘅心意。
You know, they don't contradict each other.
他们没有互相矛盾的,
but they are complementary. So we are given these four Gospels so that we can read them together. So it gives us a grander view to see who Jesus and what his work is. You know, if you only read part of it, you really read snippets of the gospel, you're looking at things in black and white. And you only add a little color as you read a little more of the Gospel of Matthew, which a lot of times that's the only book we get through. But God intends for us to see it in 3D.
但是神呢,就是,个原意是要我们看到立体式的。
See it in 4D, actually, four Gospels.
其实是四个,四维都看到的。
And that is a magnificent picture that God wants us to see.
神就是要我们看到这个壮观的图画。
You know, Mark's book here, as we study it,
当我们去研读马可福音,
it's like cliff notes.
其实就好像那些纪要,
maybe people in this generation don't know what cliff notes are.
或者我们现代人不知道什么叫做纪要了。
You know what spark notes are?
你知不知道什么叫做spark note? 跟cliff note 差不多。
Any of you been in school?
太久了。
Well, it's basically a summary of the story.
其实这些什么叫纪要呢? 即是一个故事的简介。
Mark is the shortest book.
或者总括。马可讲到很短。
And he gets to the point.
但是就一针见血。
You know, that's what cliff notes do. You just read the cliff notes so you don't have to read the real book.
这些纪要呢? 即是说你读完这些纪要, 你不用读真那本书了。
I may have done that in school.
我在学校呢, 我都有这么做的。
That explains why you don't know and I did it.
所以就解釋俾你聽點解你唔知咩叫紀要。
So I never understood Catcher in the Rye because I only read the cliff notes.
咁有本書咧，我唔能夠完全明白嘅，因為我淨係睇咗啲紀要。
But this is a cliff note. Mark gives us the central point.
馬可呢度就係俾我哋嘅一個重點，俾我哋一個紀要。
But it's also a very important point.
但係呢個亦都係一個好重要嘅一點。
Mark leaves out the details of this temptation.
馬可沒有提到這個試探的細節。
Because the point is not how Jesus overcame the temptation.
因為他所說的不是說耶穌怎樣勝過這些試探。
The point is that Jesus had to go through this temptation.
他所說的是耶穌要經歷這個試探。
He's trying to tell us that Jesus is comparable now to Adam.
他所說的是現在耶穌是跟亞當作一個比較。
This comparison is compared to Adam and not to us.
而這個比較是跟亞當作一個比較，不是跟我們作一個比較。
Jesus comes as the second Adam.
耶穌來到就是成為第二個亞當。
And therefore Jesus had to be tempted as the second Adam.
所以耶穌成為第二個亞當，亦都要面對試探。
He came to do the work that Adam failed to do.
他來到就要去做亞當做不到的事。
Which is to fulfill the perfect law of God.
就是完全的去信服神的律法。
And therefore he had to face that temptation head on.
所以他就要去面对这个试探。
And Adam's sin is unique.
亚当的犯罪是独特的。
It's not like anyone else that followed him.
不同跟着来的人所犯的罪。
He was set by God as the federal head to represent all.
他是神, 所設要佢代表人類。
It was the covenant head that the people, what you do, the people, it will affect the people that follow you.
而佢亦都係神聖約嘅代表，跟住佢嘅人亦都會受到影響。
So when he fell,
所以當佢墮落嘅時候，
it brought death to everyone.
佢亦都將死亡帶到俾每一個人。
No one has been like Adam until this day.
冇一個人係像亞當直至到現在。
Of this day, meaning the day that Jesus was baptized.
呢個現在意思就係主耶穌基督受洗嗰日。
And it is Jesus who comes as that mediator.
是主耶稣来到成为这个的中保。
And he must face the tempter.
而他必然要面对这个试探者。
He's a mediator that will represent his people.
因为耶稣就是这个中保去代表他的子民。
And by his obedience and by his conquering of the devil,
凭着他的信服，凭着他战胜魔鬼。
His people can receive righteousness and eternal life.
佢嘅子民能够得着义，得着永恒嘅生命。
Jesus came to destroy the work of the devil.
你知唔知耶稣嚟就系要消灭魔鬼嘅工作
？Because Jesus overcame the tempter.
因为耶稣已经胜过呢一个试探者。
We can face the tempter and not be afraid.
而我哋亦都能够面对呢个试探者，而系毫无恐惧嘅。
You know, Mark's language is very strong here. It's very direct.
马可呢一度嘅字眼系好强烈嘅，亦都系好直接嘅。
The Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness.
系圣灵吹耶稣到旷野里。
It's a great force that was pushed in there.
这个是一股的力量去推他去那里。
It's the idea that Jesus charges into that wilderness.
意思就是耶稣冲入到去这个的旷野。
Jesus isn't the one on defense against the tempter.
Jesus
is not the one in defense against the tempter.
耶稣不是要去维护保护自己喺呢一个嘅试探者。
He is the one that brings the assault to the kingdom of darkness.
乃系耶稣要攻击呢一个黑暗嘅王。
It's like a general who advances into battle.
就系好似一个将军，佢要去进入去战地。
Jesus is the one that comes to directly face the enemy.
耶稣就系直接嘅去面对佢嘅敌人。
You know, Jesus does exactly what he says in Matthew 12.
耶稣就系做咗佢喺马太福音十二章所讲嘅。
That he goes into the strong man's house, he comes to this world, and he overcomes the strong man. That is Satan.
就系佢要进入呢个壮士嘅家，进入呢一个嘅世界，喺嗰度佢得胜咗撒旦。
And because he binds the strong man,
因为佢已经捆绑咗呢个壮士
，he can claim his people and pull them out of slavery to sin.
佢能够喺罪里边拯救佢嘅子民，被罪所捆绑嘅子民。
So it's very important. This temptation, this victory, is of defeating Satan. It is over the power of Satan.
所以呢个战胜撒旦喺呢一个嘅试探里边系好紧要嘅。
You know, it's evidence that the kingdom of God has come.
呢度亦都去證明咗神嘅國度已經嚟到啦。
You know, that's what it means when we see throughout the Gospels Jesus driving out demons.
而呢個亦都係個意思，讓我哋睇到喺四福音裏邊，當耶穌趕鬼嘅時候
，He has overcome Satan. Therefore,
因為佢已經戰勝咗撒旦。
He has dominion over all the Satan's all the demons as well.
佢已經喺萬物之上，喺撒旦之上，喺邪靈之上掌權。
And Christ has come to overcome that darkness.
而耶稣来到就要战胜这个黑暗。
And he's come to destroy the work of the devil.
亦都来这里去消灭魔鬼的工作。
You know, he's come to reverse the effects of Adam's failure.
他来到这里就要去倒转亚当他堕落所带来的影响。
To heal the sick, restore the outcast.
他这里他就要去医治赶鬼，怜悯这些被
But the most important thing is that we are the outcast.
但是最重要的，我们就是被逐的。
That he has died so that we can have a restored relationship to God.
就是他的死，以致我们和神的关系能够回复。
Mark announces his victory over Satan with just one phrase.
马可在这里去宣告基督的胜利，只是用了一句话。
That is after the temptation, the angels were ministering to him.
他就说在试探之后，就是有天使来到去看顾他。
Yeah, that's exactly what happens in Mark and Matthew and Luke, where after that temptation, the angels come.
在马太福音、路加福音亦都讲到天使来侍候耶稣。
And Luke says more.
路加讲到更加的。
That after this temptation, Jesus returned out of the desert with the power of the Spirit.
这里讲到试探之后，耶稣再去到旷野的时候，他就得是带着圣灵的大能。
Filled with the power of the Spirit to proclaim liberty to the captive and free the oppressed. Filled with the power of the Spirit.
当他被圣灵充满的时候，
to proclaim the liberty to
the captive. 他就在这里宣告被掳的人得着自由。
And free the oppressed.
被欺压的人亦都得着自由。
That first victory,
这个第一个的胜利，
of Jesus in the wilderness,
耶稣在旷野里面的胜利，
is consummated at the cross.
就是在十字架里面上面完成了。
The cross, the crucifixion was not the end of the second Adam.
在十字架的钉死不是第二个亚当的终结。
It's the birth of his, after, at his resurrection is the final victory.
乃是一个的初生，因为在他复活的时候，这里就看到他最后的胜利。
And this has marvelous implications for us.
而对于我们来讲，就是有一个奇妙的含义。
Because he has, Jesus has overcome the tempter.
因为耶稣已经战胜了这个试探者。
We can face the tempter without fear.
我们亦都能够无惧地去面对这个试探者。
He's given us that courage and power through His Spirit.
因为藉住祂的灵已经赐过能力给我们。
To fight the spiritual battle in His name.
凭住祂的名去打这一场属灵的仗。
We already know that what the outcome will be.
我们已经知道最后的结果是什么。
Because he has faced temptation.
因为他已经面对过这个试探。
He walks with us through our temptation as well.
而在我们试探当中，他与我们同行。
So when we are tempted,
当我们面对试探，
turn to the power of Christ.
我们要转去耶稣的大能。
To realize that he has overcome the tempter.
我们要认定他已经在这个试探者里面得胜。
And Jesus has fully obeyed and perfectly obeyed God.
耶稣完全的顺服神。
And he has died for us.
亦都为我们死。
And that gives us
而这个,
a righteousness that allows us to stand before God.
给了一个义我们，让我们能够在神面前站立。
And through his death,
藉着他的死,
he has given us that power,
亦都给了我们这个力量,
the power to overcome Satan.
力量去胜过撒旦。
Because he's destroyed the chains that Satan has bound us with.
因为他已经打破了撒旦捆绑我们这个锁链。
Because when you become a Christian,
因为当你成为一个基督徒的时
候, the Spirit lives in you.
圣灵居在你里面,
you are no longer a slave to Satan.
你再不是撒旦的奴仆,
but a child of God.
乃是神的儿子,
we're slave to God's kingdom.
你是属于神的国度。
But it's a God who will do what is always best for us.
神会为我们作最好的。
And Paul says that no sin, we are no longer under the dominion of sin.
保罗亦都讲到话，我们再不在罪的掌管底下。
And that we are not defenseless against the tempter.
而我们在我们的试探者里面不是无助的。
Because you have the Spirit in you.
因为你有圣灵在你里面。
Draw near to God.
我们要靠近神。
James says 4:7, draw near to God, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
雅各这样说，故此你们要信服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Because Jesus has already defeated the tempter.
因为耶稣已经战胜了这个试探者。
All we need to do is to resist. And that is by the power of the Holy Spirit that God
works within us.
And I think that we have to realize that as Christians, all that we do, all that we accomplish,
it's
not by our own ability. It is by the grace of God. It is the Holy Spirit that fills us, that empowers us to be able to live obediently to God. So when you serve God, it is not also not just your own ability. He looks at your heart. That when you seek to obey and to love and to serve Him, to be faithful, that is when He has promised that He will give you the strength to bless the work of your hands. Jesus has overcome the tempter. So when you are tempted, realize that Jesus, through the Spirit, is your general leading you into war.
当你面对试探的时候, 你就要知道耶稣就是你的将军, 他会带领你经过这一段路,
because if you live in this world,
因为如果你住在这个世界,
you are fighting a spiritual battle. You can't
你是面对,
sit out.
你是在一场
If you are not struggling spiritually, fighting this battle, realizing that there's so much temptation coming at me left and right, you're not in the right army. Your general has run into the war. And if you are a follower of Christ, you will be fighting that battle as well. So you should be experiencing the temptation. But you should also be experiencing the victory of Christ. To look and see in your life that no matter the things that you faced in your life, you should see the faithfulness of God at work in your life. And that is hope. That is hope that God gives you. So that we can keep our eyes to know that we will be headed to eternity. That is our final victory. And God taught us how to pray. And the Lord's Prayer. So that when we face temptation, we need to ask for God's strength. It's only God that can lead us out of temptation. That's how we are to pray. Pray for an assurance of your faith. Meaning that ask God to show you who He is. So that you will know you are beloved of Christ. To know that assurance that He died for you. And He has blessed you with the Spirit so that you can live for Him. Pray for deliverance. Lead me not into temptation. Ask God to deliver you. Ask God to drive your ways. And ask God for the power of His Spirit at work in your life. You know, that's something that you must do every day. Don't live by the power of your own spirit, but by the Spirit of God. Who do you depend on? Let's pray. Father, we come before you and give you thanks.
天父，我哋嚟到你嘅面前献上感谢。
For even in these short verses, you've given us a picture of who you are.
就算喺短短嘅几字嘅经文，你让我哋睇到你系边一位。
Father, I pray that your Spirit will work in our hearts.
天父，祈求你嘅圣灵喺我哋心里边嚟到工作。
Get hold of us, O Lord.
主啊，求你捉紧我哋。
Shake us.
唤醒我哋。
So that we'll be awakened.
唤醒我哋。
That we will come to see how much we need you day by day.
让我哋睇到每一天我哋如何嘅需要你。
Father, help us to see in many ways we live independent of you.
天父帮我哋睇到我哋实在要依靠你。
Help us, O Lord.
帮助我哋。
To see that the power of the Holy Spirit is what we need to depend on.
让我们知道我们所要依靠的就是圣灵的大能。
Take a moment in your life.
去看看我们的生命。
The situations that you're in.
看看你现在的光景。
What temptations do you face?
你面对什么的试探？
What trials are you experiencing?
你经历着什么的试炼？
Draw near to God.
靠近神。
Lay these things before the Lord.
将呢啲嘅事情都摆喺主嘅脚前。
Pray for assurance.
去祈求有呢一个嘅确信。
Ask God to remind you of His power.
求神去提醒你神嘅大能。
His goodness.
佢嘅美善。
His might.
佢嘅大能。
His love for you.
佢对你嘅爱。
Nothing.That you face will ever separate you from His love.
没有一样你面对的事情能够使你与祂的爱隔绝。
Ask God to fill you with that assurance.
求神将这个的确信浇灌在你里面。
And pray for God's deliverance.
亦都祈求神嘅拯救。
Admit to Him you don't see sometimes a way or a solution.
去喺佢面前去承认，有时你揾唔到一个解决嘅方法。
God is the one that opens the doors.
系神为你敞开一道门。
Ask Him to lead you.
求神去引领你。
Ask Him to take away the temptations.
求神亦都将呢啲试探挪开。
The sufferings.
呢啲嘅苦难。
But more importantly,
但是更加重要的,
ask Him to help you to walk through them in faith.
求神帮助你凭着信心的去走过这条路。
For sometimes those problems, those temptations,
有时这些的问题，有时这些的试探,
God drives us through them.
神要我们去经历。
It is not to destroy us.
不是要使我们破碎。
But it's to refine our faith.
乃是要去提炼我们的信心。
Ask God to deliver us.
求神去拯救我们。
Protect our hearts.
去保护我们的心。
And mold our hearts.
亦都去塑造我们的心。
To be more and more like Christ.
让我们越发像基督。
And finally, pray for the work of the Spirit.
而最后去祈求圣灵的工作。
Lord, we ask for forgiveness for many times we just rely on our own strength.
主，我们求祈你赦，求你赦免我们，因为很多时我们就是依靠自己的力量。
Even our own abilities and strength is something you give to us.
就算我们的才能，我们的力量，都是主你所赐的。
Help me to live by the power of your Spirit.
帮助我们是凭着圣灵的大能。
Knowing that you are the one that enables me to glorify you.
去深知是你让我能够荣耀你。
Help me to cling to the cross, to draw near to you.
帮助我们靠近十架，靠近你。
That you call me to walk day by day with you, my Lord.
是主，你呼召我每一天与你同行。
And that is living life dependent on the Spirit.
这个就是凭着圣灵而活。
Father, help me to realize how important you are in my life.
天父，让我去睇到你喺我生命里边系有几咁重要。
It's not just an intellectual knowledge.
呢个唔系净系一个头脑上嘅知识。
But it's a faith that helps me live daily.
那是一个帮助我每天过活的信心。
In the spiritual war that we face in this world.
在这个世界里面，当我们要在这个属灵战争里面来到作战。
Fill us, O Lord, we pray.
主，我们求你充满我们。
In your name we pray, amen.
奉你的名字祈求，阿门。
Let us all rise for our last hymn, hymn number 178.
让我们一起起立唱诗歌178首。
And can it be that I should gain?